On the show today, we have Rob Warner from Arden Credit Union, Justin Goldman from Renify, and John Deering from Capstone, all talking about this really cool partnership that allows home renovation loans for members out there. So check it out. Hey, before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. We actually have a full panel here. It's like the Hollywood Squares on Zoom today. And first up, we have Rob Warner from Arden Credit Union. Rob, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. And then we also have Justin Goldman from Renify. Did I pronounce it right, Justin? Renify?
Renify.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
You're good. Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. And then last but not least, Mr. John Deering from Capstone Strategic. John, how you doing, sir?
Great, Mike. Thanks for putting this all together.
Oh, looking you're welcome. Yeah, this will be a lot of fun because the reason why we're all together is a really cool partnership you guys want to announce and show everyone how it's working. And I want to kick it off with you, Rob. Can you tell us about this, basically what this partnership is and how it all kind of got started here?
Sure. Well, we were introduced actually through John.
I mean,
John,
the instigator. Okay,
he is. He started this partnership. So John was aware of Justin and what he was creating through the Renify program, and John was also familiar with Arden Credit Union and was aware that we were doing some interesting, innovative, new things in the credit union space, and just thought that it was a natural connection for what Justin was working on. He introduced the two of us, and. So I had breakfast with Justin one morning, and went from a very short breakfast to a very long breakfast. I love what he had to say. I mean, I was sold immediately on the concept.
Okay.
Because it was just, he really found, you know, one of those unique areas in the banking industry where there wasn't a really seamless solution in the renovation program. Mm-hmm. So I thought he really had found something, and he had the technology behind it. So then I brought him in to meet with my senior team, head of marketing, head of lending, or my CFO. And that's how it started. A lot of questions, a lot of back and forth, but began November about a year ago, and it really does feel like a partnership because while we were bringing sort of the lending expertise, they were bringing the technology expertise, and we sort of, you know, they had a lot in place, but then through this maybe year-long test program, it looks a little different today than it did what was first shared over the eggs and coffee over a year ago. But it's worked well.
And so what exactly is Renify doing for you guys? Is it, can you tell us what the foundation of it all is?
Sure. So what Renify does for us as a credit union is they go out and they help identify opportunities for people that are out there looking to do renovations. So they've got the technology expertise to be able to go looking for us. We have a 5-county, our field of membership is 5 counties. So they can really see within this 5-county area, maybe who is looking to do renovations, considering it, you know, all the type of, you know, keywords that they do to sort of source that. And they act as the sort of concierge service, you know, talking to the people, finding out what they need to do, lining them up, answering all their questions. I mean, think about the person who wants to do a kitchen renovation and maybe have no idea where to start. Do I hire an architect? Do I get a designer? Do I hire a construction person? And Renify not only brings the technology behind it, but all of that concierge level of service to really help our members or new members get into the renovation program.
And that person you just described, Rob, would be me. I have no clue where to start on that. Just find me the hammer and I'll start demo.
Yeah, you either go to Renify's or our website and we'll help you out.
Okay, thanks, Rob. I appreciate that. I'll go there right after the interview. Now, Justin, tell me, how does this partnership work with you guys? How does it work with Arden? How do you guys work together to really get this off the ground? And now you guys, sounds like you got some really good momentum going here.
Yeah. I mean, the backdrop to Renify is we help homeowners who are light on equity find a financing solution. So traditional homeowner goes to a credit union seeking a cash out refi or a home equity loan. And if you've been in your home for 20 years, you've got no problem. You've got all the equity in the world. You can do just about any project you can imagine.
Yep.
But for most homeowners who bought the house 3 years ago, 5 years ago, even sometimes 7 or 10 years ago, they still haven't built up enough equity to do what their HGTV dreams have been dreaming about. Yeah. And so that's where we come in. We've partnered, like we've talked about, with Ardent to create the perfect, in my opinion, and I'm clearly biased, but I genuinely believe it, the perfect loan product for Ardent members that previously didn't exist, doesn't exist anywhere else in the country, that really meets their needs and really helps increase the borrowing power of those recent home buyers, mm-hmm. and also helps them get the lowest possible rate possible, because home equity loans are built off of loan-to-value ratios. And if you give homeowners the benefit of what their house will be worth after the renovation, you're maximizing their borrowing power, you're lowering their cost of capital. So when Rentify comes in, we help source and identify, you know, members in the Ardent's field of membership that would be a good candidate for this loan product. Mm-hmm. We then coach them on what it's going to require to actually apply. So we help them understand what types of plans that they will need to get from their contractor or their architect. We review those, make sure they're in order. We then conduct a feasibility analysis. So what that mainly does is we compare the scope of the project versus the budget, mm-hmm. and we make sure that that homeowner and that project are set up for success, and that they didn't, you know, maybe make the mistake of taking the lowest cost bid and, you know, take a project that's really going to be 150K, but is being quoted at 100K, and preventing them from getting in a situation a few months down the road,
yeah.
where they are $50,000 short. So we nip that in the bud up front. We help identify to the homeowner where there's situations where this project might be coming in more than they think, and we help them refine their budget and work with their contractor to make sure that is properly planned up front. We also do diligence on the contractor. We're looking for their licenses and their insurance. We're also helping the homeowner validate that they have the right homeowner's insurance coverage mm-hmm. to conduct a major renovation so they don't get into a sticky situation down the road.
Yeah.
So we're doing all of that on behalf of Ardent and along with Ardent. And so that Ardent continues to do what they do well on the lending side, underwriting the borrower's creditworthiness. We don't do any of that. Mm-hmm. We are strictly focused on the renovation risk and underwriting the renovation risk. On behalf of Ardent.
Wow, what a cool partnership. That, I mean, no wonder you guys are excited about this. And I'm sure like HGTV is like one of your biggest, you're like, yes, more renovation shows, please. Now,
and Michael, just to add on top
of
that, Justin didn't point out, I mean, we've had several real world examples of a member came in, had a contractor, you know, but through the Rentify process, you know, they recommended changing contractors for all the right reasons. So really helped out some members who might have made some mistakes early on. So it happens the way he said it does.
Well, I mean, for people like me, that would be just a huge feather in your cap to have that in your back pocket, somebody taking care of all, like, almost kind of the administrative stuff where you can, like, focus on the creative stuff. Hey, yeah, we want to remove that wall there and do that there. So that takes that headache away, I would think, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Really cool. So I want to get back to the partnership and Mr. Instigator here, John Deering. So how did you get these guys together? What prompted it? What sparked this?
Well, I guess it's great to hear that they're very happy and it's been successful so far. We'll start there. History-wise, back in 2018, given our reputation, I guess, for doing QSO deals and helping credit unions to grow and expand, we were introduced to Justin and his co-founder group through an attorney who was helping them. And we had a common bond, if you will, through that advisor. Their founder group, Justin, came down and pitched Capstone on the concept to test it, to give them immediate feedback on what the credit union space might think, talk about the storyline. And we loved it. We were, you know, the Capstone team to a person who heard it, thinking back to that meeting, was just walked out of there going, yeah, we got to figure out a way to work and help Rentify move forward in the credit union space, because they do have something unique, as Rob said, because we'd never seen anything like it before. And it was truly awesome. From there, it was just a bit of education about the credit union market. defining, as we always do, as you've talked to me about before in the foundational stage, defining what an ideal partner would look like, and then going out to the marketplace and introducing them to the right people. Mm-hmm. On that short list, as Rob said, we had overlapping histories with Rob, and I'm surprised neither of them, actually, I'm going to say this out loud, mentioned the Eagles connection, since we're all Eagles fans. But anyway, that's really
that was the critical piece to it, John.
That's Sports Center, John. All right.
So putting that one aside, yeah, just, you know, knew that Arden and Rob were looking at innovative new ways to grow and expand and bring new great solutions to the members, and were as interested, obviously, in developing growth of membership, which is another factor I think that really Renify brings to the table and Arden's going to benefit from over time as well. Because some of the folks that get into that queue, Mike, that are watching HGTV in the middle of the night, like my girls, you know, they start thinking about renovation loans and not sure where to start, but they get into Renify's funnel because of web searches. And then, you know, they nurture them until it's time. It might not be next week where they need a loan from Arden, but, you know, a few months from now after they do the magic, Arden all of a sudden has a teed up new member, and that's and a loan, which is,
that's, you know, cool.
Credit. So that's, I'll stop there, but good stuff.
No, I mean, that segues my next question. This one's to you, Rob, is like the benefits to your credit union. Obviously this adds a, you know, a whole new kind of value add to your credit union for sure. What other benefits do you see this?
Right. Well, the fit for us, we have already started other concierge, we consider concierge level services at the credit union. And so when this came in, it's so perfectly matched with that type of service we provide. When you typically think in the mortgage side of the business or a, you know, home equity line of credit, how do you provide concierge level service? Well, Renify is that answer. So it provides that to our members, which is critical because it's part of our business model. Obviously provides loans. You know, our target for Renify loans is about $40 million a year in new loan bookings, so that works. And we all think it's going to be a great opportunity to bring new members to the credit union.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of competition out there. In this market, there's about 4.2 million people in this five-county area. We don't have them all yet, only about 37,000 of them, but we're working.
You'll get it.
And we just think this is a great way to bring new members to the credit union.
Yeah, and from your perspective, Justin, the benefits that you all bring to a credit union, I think they're pretty obvious, but I want to hear your take on that.
It's all about growth, but also growth in a turnkey way. So the Arden team didn't need to hire more staff. They didn't need to change their org chart. Everything that falls outside of their core competencies, Renify handles on their behalf, enabling them to focus on what they do best. Mm-hmm. So I think it's turnkey growth.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm going to come back to you on this one, Rob. What are some of your goals? Obviously, like you said in your previous response, you want to grow membership, be more attractive, that type of stuff. What are some other goals that you guys want to achieve with this partnership?
Well, I think having the association with Renify, I think it gives an image to an organization. And that was all part of our strategy. You know, when we changed to become a community-based credit union and changed our name to Arden, you know, part of it is you want to get the messaging out that this is, even though we're the 12th largest credit union in the state of Pennsylvania, still relatively small compared to other financial institutions, but where do we differentiate ourselves? And if we can differentiate ourselves that we're that high touch, high service, high technology type company, launching, you know, products like Renify certainly supports that image of Arden as an organization.
Can you see if, like, some of your members, I mean, you're in the part of the country where there's a lot of older homes, obviously, the history and, you know, that whole type of stuff. But I would think there would be a huge market for renovations in your neck of the woods. And I think, Justin, you probably see that as well. So you guys are kind of ripe for that, right?
Absolutely. Even before this pandemic hit, and Justin and I were talking about, you know, the age of the average home in this marketplace is 60 years. And that at that time, it was even hard to find a new house for sale. I mean, the mortgage market and the housing market's been gangbusters, right? Well, maybe you don't need to move. You just need to renovate your house. But if you didn't have enough equity, a lot of people just think they're stuck. They're like, no, you're not stuck. You know, you can borrow much more than the value of your home. And then as long as the after-improved value falls into line, you win. So it answered so many questions. And now with the pandemic, we've all been home. And we're really hoping all the people are thinking, boy, I could use an office,
Exactly.
Bathrooms are starting to look a little tired, dear. Let's change them out. we're here to help.
Yeah, no doubt. I bet you're kind of excited about that too, right, Justin? It's like, we've all had all this time at home. Like, what would it look like if I knocked out that wall, you know, that type of thing? So,
yeah, the first couple of weeks of the pandemic were a little scary. Obviously, everyone was sort of getting their head around what the impact was going to be on the economy and whatnot. And, you know, lead volume for Renify definitely slowed. But ever since early April, we've been on a bit of a tear. And every week's our best week. So we are seeing unprecedented demand for Renify loans right now. Rob, you'll start seeing them very soon because generally homeowners come into us, as John was alluding to, several months in advance because it takes a while to plan a renovation. And so by the time we hand them off to the Arden team to go through their underwriting process, we may have been working with them for 5 or 6 months. So there's a tidal wave coming.
We're ready, Justin.
All right. I like the sound of that. John, was this something kind of that you envisioned when all this started? So, because this is a pretty cool deal here.
Well, it's all about the hopes and dreams, right? I mean, you gotta think big, and both Rob and Justin think big, which is great, and both think about the future, which is great. You have to start on step by step, though. So, you know, early on, we use the word pilot. And you know, we got to try some things. We got to start running loans through the process. We have to get the people in sync on what expectations are, and you build and you develop off of that. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, we'll circle back again in a year and see where things are, but, the trajectory is already off to a great start and fully anticipate that it will continue down that path. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, it also, I have to mention, it starts with the human side. I mean, you can have a great product and a great technology, and but you have to have that human connection as well. And, you know, you heard Rob say it about the breakfast meetings as the example, but, you know, you first start there, and if you have a good connection, then you can develop and build and, you know, move throughout the organization. So.
Indeed. Yeah, I love stories like this, especially as we're coming out of such crazy times that we've been in, and we're still kind of in the middle of it as well. But it's great to see success and business can take place at a healthy level in these times. So, and you guys are proving it. You guys are proof in the pudding that this stuff can work for sure. So anything else to add? Any final words of wisdom, gentlemen? Anything, Rob?
I mean, the only thing I'll add is, I mean, when we got about halfway through the test period, we did take a trip down to the NCUA, because, you know, there's lots of regulations around mortgage lending, RESPA rules, all those types of things. And before we went, you know, gangbusters, we just wanted to, you know, we were an open book, and we presented the whole concept to a panel. I mean, you felt like you're going in front of the Supreme Court, but a whole panel, and they had probably 10 to 15 examiners and different levels of expertise in that room, as we described it. And I think the best news we got at the end was one of the examiners said, "Boy, where were you guys when I did my home renovation?" Yeah. I think technology is all cool, but the reality is we are in the financial services industry, so we do have to make sure all those boxes are checked.
Oh, yeah.
And we clearly got all those boxes checked. And that's why we're off to the races now.
I love that story. When you have an NCUA person going, where were you? That's good news. Sure. That you're on the right track for sure. Yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to let you get back. Oh, Justin, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, I was going to say, we feel super thankful and grateful that, obviously John helped us break into the credit union space. But just taking a step back, you know, when we were at the early, you know, napkin, you know, plan part of the business building, we didn't know the best way to bring this vision to market. And we considered becoming a lender ourselves. We considered partnering with, you know, traditional banks. Yeah. And just so thankful that we found the credit union space. The Arden team has just been awesome to work with. Being able to get breakfast with the CEO of a new $1 billion institution.
I miss that, Justin. We have to do that again soon.
Yes. Hopefully very soon.
Yeah.
What's going on. But so, yeah, it's been great, because the homeowners that we're bringing in, obviously we're matching them with lending partners who actually care about them, and we're offering super low rates and super low fees. So it's been just an awesome experience. And Arden definitely won't be the last. We've already partnered with a couple more credit unions.
Right on.
And we've got a lot more in the hopper, thanks to John and others.
Good stuff. All right, guys. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. I love stories like this when we can really do some healthy business and have credit unions kind of be the foundation of it. That's even that's the cherry on top of the ice cream cone for sure. So good stuff, gentlemen. Appreciate the time. And Rob and Justin, I'm probably going to get with you after the show because we're thinking about adding an escalator in our house. So I want to talk to you about that. So, all right, guys, take care. Be well, be safe. All right.
Thank you.
Have us. Yep.